All right, let's dive in. Today we're covering 7 key facts about Elizabeth Smart: abduction, advocacy, and legacy. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy, where you'll learn 7 facts about Elizabeth Smart's journey from abduction to advocacy. Stay smart with Smart's story, shining a light on strength and survival. First things first. Fact number 1. Elizabeth Smart was abducted from her home in Salt Lake City, Utah, in June 2002. Her abduction shocked the nation, sparking widespread media attention and a massive search effort. Test question. What date was Elizabeth Smart abducted? Correct answer. June 5th, 2002. Remember this. June 5th. Stay alive and strive. Let's keep it rolling with fact number 2. She was held captive for 9 months by Brian David Mitchell and Wanda Eileen Barzee. During captivity, Smart endured severe abuse and manipulation, highlighting issues in victim recovery processes. Test question. How long was Elizabeth Smart held captive? Correct answer, 9 months. Memory aid, 9 months of night, but she found her light. On to fact number 3. Smart was rescued in March 2003 in Sandy, Utah. Her rescue was a pivotal moment involving public vigilance and effective law enforcement collaboration. Test question. On which date was Elizabeth Smart rescued? Correct answer, March 12, 2003. Keep this in mind. March 12th, rescue shelved. Next up, fact number 4. Smart founded the Elizabeth Smart Foundation to promote awareness and end victimization of sexual assault. Turning tragedy into advocacy, Smart established the foundation to support survivors and push for policy change. Test question. What foundation did Elizabeth Smart establish? Correct answer. The Elizabeth Smart Foundation. Remember, Smart's foundation for a safer nation. Moving on to fact number 5. She has spoken before the United States Congress in support of child safety legislation. Her testimony has been crucial in advocating for stronger protective measures and legislative reforms. Test question. Where has Elizabeth Smart advocated for child safety legislation? Correct answer. United States Congress. Here's a memory aid. In Congress, her voice is progress. All right, let's continue to fact number 6. Smart has criticized abstinence-only education for its negative impact on self-worth. She argues for comprehensive education that emphasizes personal value and empowerment. Test question. What type of education has Smart criticized? Correct answer. Abstinence-only education. Memory aid. Abstinence critique. For self-worth we seek. Finally, fact number 7. Her memoir, My Story, details her kidnapping and the founding of her foundation. The book offers a personal insight into her experiences and her journey to advocacy. Test question. What is the title of Elizabeth Smart's memoir? Correct answer, My Story. Keep this in mind. My Story tells her glory. Quick recap time. Fact 1. What date was Elizabeth Smart abducted? Correct answer, June 5th, 2002. Fact 2. How long was Elizabeth Smart held captive? Correct answer, 9 months. Fact 3. On which date was Elizabeth Smart rescued? Correct answer, March 12, 2003. Fact 4. What foundation did Elizabeth Smart establish? Correct answer, the Elizabeth Smart Foundation. Fact 5. Where has Elizabeth Smart advocated for child safety legislation? Correct answer, United States Congress. Fact 6. What type of education has Smart criticized? Correct answer, abstinence, only education. Fact 7. What is the title of Elizabeth Smart's memoir? Correct answer, My Story. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today.